For years, I had resisted medication, making many, many efforts to get off. I felt that if I could manage without medication, I could prove that, after all, I wasn't really mentally ill. It was some terrible mistake. My motto was, the less medicine, the less defective. My LA analyst, Dr. Kaplan, was urging me just to stay on medication and get on with my life, but I decided I wanted to make one last college try to get off, quoting from the text. I started the reduction of my meds, and within a short time, I began feeling the effects. After returning from a trip to Oxford, I marched into Kaplan's office, headed straight for the corner, crouched down, covered my face, and began shaking. All around me, I sensed evil beings poised with daggers. They'd slice me up in thin slices or make me swallow hot coals. Kaplan would later describe me as, quote, writhing in agony. Even in this state, what he accurately described as acutely and floridly psychotic, I refused to take more medication. The mission is not yet complete. Immediately after the appointment with Kaplan, I went to see Dr. Martyr, a schizophrenia expert who was following me for medication side effects. He was under the impression that I had a mild psychotic illness. Once in his office, I sat on his couch, folded over, and began muttering. Head explosions and people trying to kill. Is it okay if I totally trash your office? You need to leave if you think you're going to do that, said Martyr. Okay, small, fire on ice. Tell them not to kill me. Tell them not to kill me. What have I done wrong? Hundreds of thousands with thoughts, interdiction. Ellen, do you feel like you're dangerous to yourself or others? I think you need to be in the hospital. I could get you admitted right away and the whole thing could be very discreet. Ha, ha, ha. You're offering to put me in hospitals? Hospitals are bad. They're mad. They're sad. One must stay away. I'm God, or I used to be. At that point in the text where I said, I'm God, or I used to be, my husband made a marginal note. He said, did you quit or were you fired? I give life and I take it away. Forgive me, for I know not what I do. Eventually, I broke down in front of friends, and everybody convinced me to take more medication. I could no longer deny the truth, and I could not change it. The wall that kept me, Ellen, Professor Sachs, separate from that insane woman hospitalized years past, lay smashed and in ruins.